I mean, I'll be the first to say, I mean, I'm, anything I say, you know, I'm excited where I'm going. I'm, you know, excited to start, you know, my new career at Tennessee Tech and, you know, to get that opportunity to play. Yeah. But like my dad said, I mean, what we've learned, what I've learned, it's strictly a business. And that's what it comes down to. Unless you are the top-notch player in the nation and you have 80-something offers, you are treated just like a number. And, you know, whatever we know, whatever they make recruiting to be like, you know, where the coaches are your best friends, they are for a certain amount of time.
Until they find someone else.
And like I said, and I'm not even saying that like my feelings are hurt. I'm just saying that it's like that. And people that don't know that need to know that in the recruiting. Like I'm talking not necessarily just fans, but other recruits. You know, and that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm trying to do is tell my teammates, tell players in the area, like my dad said, educate them on really what the recruiting process actually is. And then from what people think it is. I mean, people think that once you get this offer, that you can have this offer until February 30, your senior year. And that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. I've seen kids where they've had 15, 20 offers, and they end up signing to a JUCO in Mississippi just because all those other offers faded away. So it's not all fairy tales and everything like people think it is.